Jeff Gallop is a former Labor Premier of Western Australia. He's Emeritus Professor in Politics at the University of Sydney as well. I asked for his assessment of the Albanese speech.
Well, I think he's really trying to reposition Labor's central theme around the questions of investment and jobs and living standards. In the election campaign, you know, there was a strong focus on redistribution, and Albanese's not dumping that, but what he's saying, I think, is that really what these questions all have to come down to in the end are jobs, and the jobs to create a new economy based on low carbon, jobs to provide aged care for people, training for people to be able to do those jobs. So there's no doubt that he's making a very strong statement here that his Labor Party will focus very much on employment issues.
I mean, that goes to the heart of the traditional Labor stance around the working class, doesn't it? But can Labor, I mean, what is the working class anymore? And who is this really pitched at?
Well, I think reading between the lines in this particular speech, he doesn't have a rigid definition of the working class in terms of people who sell their labour power, you know, to employers, either in the public or the private sector. He specifically mentions the small businesses. He specifically mentions all of the creative industries. I thought that was an interesting part of the speech. So there's a wide mix of workers now. There are Uber workers. There are people working in traditional industries in the mining sector. And so he hasn't got a rigid definition. But what he's looking for is a set of policies and priorities that can unify all of those different interests into having a vote for Labor. And I think rather than being rigid about it, I think he's adopting a pragmatic approach, which has the potential to return good political gains, I think.
Does it risk, though, being complex again? Because one of the criticisms of Labor during the policy framework Labor took to the last election was that it was so complex, it was hard for people to understand, it was easy for the government to punch holes in it.
Yes, that is a valid argument in respect of the election. But I think a more important argument was the feeling amongst very important parts of the community that they were uncertain about the future. And unfortunately, from Labor's point of view, they were pretty uncertain about Labor as well. And so they punted for the devil they know, which is the current Liberal National Coalition. And I think what Albanese's trying to do here is to reposition the debate so Labor's in there with a fighting chance by saying, look, we can do very well on this jobs and investment issue in an uncertain world because we're capable of knowing what's going on with climate change. We're capable of the social changes, artificial intelligence, all of those contextual issues. He's showing that he knows about them to reassure people that, you know, a Labor Party will actually be able to do a lot more than a very conservative Liberal National Coalition in terms of creating jobs.
One of the specific announcements in here is the establishment of a new national partnership. Jobs and Skills Australia is what he's calling it. The government has very quickly come out and said, so Albo's first big policy announcement is something we have already announced and funded, our National Skills Commission, the government says. Not a great start.
That's obviously a political statement from the government, which may or may not be true in a general sense. But what is more true is that our training system hasn't been delivering in terms of providing the skill base to do the sorts of jobs that are even occurring in our economy today. So I think it's a bit of a complacent sort of a criticism, you know, that everything's okay, leave it to us in the coalition. Whereas Albanese correctly, I think, is saying that, look, there are real issues with our training system.
We saw in the election the real tension between jobs, for example, coal jobs in Queensland, and supposedly progressive issues like environment, climate, even same-sex marriage. How can any party effectively straddle that tension?
That's a very good question. I mean, if you like, you might say Labor's got, you know, supporters in the middle class of, I suppose, people like me, an academic background, and et cetera. And on the other hand, you've got the traditional supporters in the suburbs, be they, you know, small business people on the one side or employees on the other. But the key issue here, I think, is to find a formula that unites those two things. And you know, not to sort of focus on the things that bring them apart from each other, but to unite them. And of course, a jobs and investment strategy is a very unifying theme. If it can be effectively prosecuted and good policies can be developed, you know, when they go into the next election on this, I think they're going to place themselves in a good position.
Jeff Gallop, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Linda.
Emeritus Professor Jeff Gallop, also a former Labor Premier in Western Australia.